Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have the zip code?
My zip code is 90723.
You said 90723?
Yeah.
And may I please have the first and last name?
What? Excuse me?
May I please have the first and last name?
It's Maria Moreno. And I'm calling to dispute this because I really don't know. Well, before, what kind of business is this?
Okay, well, we service over 300 plus companies. I would actually have to locate an account, and then at that time, I can tell you who's charging you and why, and if you'd like, what we can do about it. So I do have to locate an account. So 90723, is that where the product was shipped to?
It's what? I'm sorry?
The 90723, that postal code, is that where the product was delivered to?
It's because I don't know. It's a charge on my card, and nobody. I mean, I haven't authorized it.
Okay.
So,
okay. Well, if you didn't do it, then the account may not be under your name. So I would need the last four digits of the card number and the first six numbers of the card to locate an account.
I lost the place. Hold on, I'm looking for it.
That's
I'm
fine.
Really
just,
mad at
just let me know when you're ready.
Was that 24? Right here. It says consistent result $79.99.
Okay,
are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can I have the last four digits of the card and the first six numbers?
4851. The first one, I don't have
okay.
It with me.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
The first numbers, I cannot show it to you because I don't have the card in this moment with me. I can get them, but can you tell me about consistent results? What is that?
The name that's on the statement is not the name of the company. That's just the merchant's name. So that's why I said, well, do you have, and you said you have a charge on your account?
Yeah, for $79.99.
Okay, can I have your zip code, please?
90723.
Okay, could this account be under your spouse's name?
My spouse's? Maria Moreno?
No. Could it be like under like your husband's name?
Carlos Huerta?
Yes. And for
security name?
Yes. And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address for me?
16639 Orizaba Avenue. It's in the house. And it's Paramount, California, 90723. I'm gonna put him on the phone because do you wanna do that?
No, I can speak with you. You verify the account. Now,
okay.
The reason why you were billed is because of the earbuds. He paid $5.99 for shipping and handling. And so it's basically try before you buy. But if you didn't cancel out the account, then you were charged for it. So that's why you see that $79.99 charge.
I called before for something just like what you're telling me, and we canceled it. I was the one who called and canceled it. I don't know why. I mean, it's
just
stealing that.
If you cancel it out, then you'd have to send the product back because the product is not free.
And what is the product?
It's the earbuds.
Earbuds. Those were free.
It was a free trial. The product itself was not free. It was a free trial. It was tried before you buy. That's why you received that. That's why you only paid the $5.99. That was only for shipping and handling.
Oh my god. Okay, I don't know if he returned them or if he can return them still, because I'm not gonna pay $79. It's $80. It's $79.99. So how can we do that?
Well, I can give it to you at a 50% discount rate. I can provide you with a 50% refund, and you can keep it.
Can you hold on? I'm gonna put him in the other line. Could you please?
Sure.
Okay. Hello, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have my husband in the other line. Let me explain him, okay?
Okay. You
see what he says. Carlos, hey. La muchacha que está en la línea dice que tú ordenaste unos earphones de esos.
No, yo no ordené nada.
Dice que tú ordenaste unos y que tú pagaste $5 por ellos, pero que supuestamente costaban... Era un free trial, o sea que lo único que pagaste fue porque te los mandaran. Pero
no,
tú los
no.
A probar a ver si te gustaban, y si no, ibas a pagar $80 por ellos.
No, pues eso no es lo que dice el anuncio que pusieron. O sea, que sale completamente gratis, nada más vas a pagar lo que cuesta el envío. Entonces que no sean mentirosos.
Entonces,
si quieres sus audífonos, se los regreso.
Es lo que ella dice, que los puedes regresar. Ahí los
pues
tienes.
Sí, que me regresen lo del envío también.
Espérame. He said he can return them. But what is going to happen with the money that he paid for that, for to try?
Okay.
It?
Well,
what he got is that he was going to get a free.
Yes, it was a free trial. The product itself wasn't free.
Dices que no me anunciando mentiras.
No, it's because what he had like a survey that it says that you was gonna win those, and that's why he chose them, because he sent the survey and he chose those one as a free gift.
Yes, he did have the opportunity to choose what he wanted, and he chose our product. But once he chose our product, we did send him to the website so he can put his information in. Now, if he wants to return the product, he can, but we don't provide return shipping labels, so he would actually have to pay to send it back. Or what I can do is I can process a 75% refund on that charge, and he can just keep the product, and he doesn't have to send it back.
With the 75%, how much are you returning?
Okay, it would be...
I mean, he's paying 25%.
He received a refund of $59.99.
Oh, my God. Okay, send me the refund, please. Please erase everything that has to be with us. This is something that we don't want to have again.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I did go ahead and process that refund, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you very much. That's it?
Yes, is there anything
else
I can...
Can you send me a confirmation through my email or something?
It's gonna go to the email address that we have on file.
And which email do you have?
CARLOWEY 928 at gmail.com.
WEY at gmail.com?
Yes.
Carlos Way. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.